This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. First Lady of the United States Melania Trump said her husband is the best hope for America's future on the second night of the Republican National Convention. She spoke from the White House Rose Garden, expressing sympathy for the hundreds of thousands of Americans affected by the coronavirus pandemic. The tone of the First Lady's speech was a noticeable departure from much of the politically charged rhetoric of the first two nights of the four-day national convention. President Donald Trump's supporters have sharply attacked Democratic challenger Joe Biden while praising the president's handling of the pandemic and the devastating effect it had on the economy. Biden, on the other hand, has attacked President Trump's claims that he was a wartime president in the fight against the virus. The Democrat said in his presidential nomination acceptance speech last week, the president's actions were unforgivable and a failure of leadership. Vice President Mike Pence will speak on the RNC's third night, highlighting goals for a second term in the White House. Follow VOA's coverage of the conventions on voanews.com. The Associated Press reports two people are dead and one person injured after shots were fired late Tuesday night in the U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Kenosha has seen three nights of protests and unrest after the shooting of a black man by police. Police say the shooting on Tuesday happened just before midnight in an area where protests were happening. News outlets say the shooting was the result of a confrontation between protesters and several bystanders several blocks from the city courthouse, where protesters had clashed with police for several hours until they were forced out of the area. You can read our coverage on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he spoke Wednesday with officials in Bahrain about the importance of Gulf unity and countering Iran's malign influence in the region. Pompeo had meetings in Manama with Bahrain's Crown Prince Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa. The State Department said Pompeo would travel to Abu Dhabi later Wednesday, where he will be discussing the agreement the United Arab Emirates and Israel signed earlier this month to normalize their relations, as he meets with UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Pompeo is on a multi-nation trip this week amid a Trump administration push for other Arab nations to follow the UAE in normalizing ties with Israel. Israeli attack helicopters struck Hezbollah observation posts along the Lebanon border overnight on Tuesday after shots were fired at Israeli troops operating in the area. The Israeli military claimed Wednesday that no Israeli forces were wounded and that there were no immediate reports of casualties or major damage in Lebanon. Israel has been bracing for a possible attack by the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah since an Israeli airstrike killed a Hezbollah fighter in neighboring Syria last month. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson called for a transparent investigation into what happened to Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny on Wednesday, the Prime Minister saying Britain would join international efforts to ensure justice is done. He also called Navalny's poisoning a shock to the world. This comes a day after the U.S. government said it is deeply concerned about the confirmation of the poisoning of Navalny, who is currently hospitalized in Germany following a medical evacuation. The Russian government has dismissed accusations that it was involved in an attack on Navalny, who remains in an induced coma after becoming sick last Thursday while on a flight to Moscow from Siberia. The sentencing for the New Zealand mosque shooter is set for Thursday in a Christchurch court. Australian white supremacist Brenton Harrison Tarrant killed 51 worshippers at two mosques during the March 2019 attacks. Tarrant pleaded guilty in March to 51 counts of murder, 40 counts of attempted murder, and one count of terrorism, the first terrorism conviction in New Zealand's history. He could become the first in New Zealand to be sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. VOA News.